We're talking about how to create a prosperous South African economy with Grant Nisa, who's the managing director at Jojo Tanks. But before we do that, Grant, I think the last time we spoke, you were sending about 6,000 Jojo Tanks to Cape Town every single month in the midst of the crisis, the drought crisis. Are you sending a single one in Cape Town with dam levels now at 80%?
We're still selling some tanks, Bruce, but yes, demand dropped off at the moment day zero was cancelled. We're back at pre-water crisis levels of sales, but we're not sending any tanks. We're selling them out of our factory in Worcester.
It's amazing, isn't it, that South Africans, when you respond to crisis, and it's only during times of crisis, that we seem to get our act together. And we're in an economic crisis right now, and you've written a manifesto for a successful and prosperous South Africa. What's your motivation?
Bruce, I think, like many South Africans, I'm extremely concerned with where the economy is headed. The raging battle going on within the ruling party. I've also listened to the radio often and listened to the debate and often thought that the debate is fairly poorly defined without any sort of clear narrative of what we should do to fix our economy. So I've been writing this document for a couple of weeks, and over the weekend I decided to send it to you and see whether it could help the debate a little bit.
I mean, forgive me for pointing out and saying that, you know, there's not too much new in here, and that's what's maybe doubly frustrating. I mean, it's nicely condensed and it's all on a single page, and you talk about independent monetary policy, fiscal discipline, eliminating the culture of lawlessness, providing support for entrepreneurship, recognizing the extent of white privilege, and achieve a social pact to address inequality in South Africa, get this progressive tax legislation, work it out, build a competent state, prioritize government spend on infrastructure, provide title deeds to people who've occupied their homes for a period of time, nurture and protect talented and successful South Africans. All of this stuff has been in the public domain for some time. Why do you think it is so hard for policymakers to get their heads around something that is blindingly obvious to people like you?
No, I think, look, there had a lot of distractions going on. And still today we still debate the importance of effective monetary policy and fiscal discipline. We do business in Zimbabwe, and it just brings home the point of how difficult it is to run a competitive economy if you don't do the basics right. But these kind of sideshows keep getting debated, and really that's why I wrote the manifesto. I mean, there are much better people than myself that are qualified to put such a document together, but I do find that the debate is quite fractured, and I think it is hijacked by political point scoring as well.
I mean, the point is, and a failed economy does nobody any good. We're looking at the mess evolving in Argentina today, which has subjected itself to the mercy of the IMF. And by doing that, it lost control of its own decision-making processes. And if we're not careful, we're headed down that slippery slope ourselves.
Yeah, Bruce, I haven't watched that movie up close and personal myself. But yeah, you get the feeling that we could be heading that direction, and hence my decision to actually contact you and try and make a difference.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, economic growth and economic turnarounds are a matter of choice. We can sit like victims, and we can say that, you know, it's global factors. It's global factors. It's all out of our control. Yet there are so many things, and you spell them out in your manifesto, that we can take decisions we can take to improve the economics, not only of the broad economy, but improving the broad economy, you actually improve the lot of a growing number of South Africans in a deeply fractured and unfair society as things stand right now. And it's probably only going to get worse if we don't take some pragmatic steps.
Definitely. It does seem simple, and we've got to try to do something about it. And I'm hoping that more like-minded people will get together and say, you know, to hang with all the distractions, let's just get behind the clarion call of doing the right things. You know, you put a couple of the basics in place, and you can start making a difference to the economy very quickly. And yes, our country is about our economy. You know, if we don't have a decent economy, we don't have a decent country, really. It's as simple as that.
Right, Lisa. Thank you. The Managing Director of Jojo Tang, Stikiso. Can you put that into a format and tweet it and tag me so I can retweet it so we can share the wisdom of Grant Lisa, the Managing Director of Jojo Tang, another CEO, giving his 5 cents worth in terms of some of the real opportunities, the real choices that can be taken if you're a policymaker to take these choices. Tough calls in some cases, but boy, rather you make the calls and have them made for you. I must do some work on Argentina and the mess that's unfolding there, because it is a stark warning to us that that is a slippery slope we can so easily follow down.